Hello, everyone, and welcome again to our penultimate episode for week 5 of Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zinhle Mncube, as we have been looking at this whole week centered around the power of resurrection. I'm quite happy and blessed of all the testimonies, of all the sharing from our various ministers, elders, and pastors who have really graced this this podcast. So today is not any different. In day 34, we're looking at seated in heavenly places, and I'm joined by Elder Rupert. Elder Rupert, thank you so much for being here and welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So in our topic of seated in heavenly places, we are specifically looking at Ephesians 2, verse 6. And I'll read just a passage of it. And it reads as follows. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. I'm a big fan of Ephesians 1 and 2, Elder Rupert, and I'm really, really interested and keen to hear your insights from what we've just read in light of what we're talking about today.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a very interesting scripture, I must say. And just a bit of a reflection onto it is that even as Jesus walked amongst us, he secured our eternal place with him.
Yeah.
So in the spiritual reality, this reinforces that our purpose is not limited to this life alone.
Yeah. On earth. Yeah. Yeah.
However, it's more also focused on an eternal inheritance that we have with Christ.
Amen.
So, knowing that you are seated according to the scripture with Christ just gives you that assurance and strength that, you know, to live boldly and to live purposefully in life. And it also gives us, if I have to go deeper into it, just the some of the phrases in the scripture itself that talks about we have been raised up with Christ.
Yeah.
Meaning that we are given a new life in Christ. Okay? And then also it indicates to us that our lives have been tied up with him as Christ himself.
Yeah.
And if you look at seated with him, gives us the assurance that we have been elevated. We have a position of authority with Christ himself.
Yeah.
And going further into it, where are we seated? We are seated in the heavenly places.
Amen.
Meaning that there's no limit. No, our purpose has no limit only on earth. Yeah. Meaning that there's an eternal inheritance. There's an eternal role that we have to play in the end.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that. I like that a lot, Elder Rupert. And, you know, when I think about those things and those components that you've really, really broken down so well, I'm just thinking about how that also plays into our identity as well as believers. And if you can maybe touch onto that around what effect does that have in terms of our identity?
Great. I think if you look at John 1, verse 12 to 13, it speaks about we are children of God. That's the identity. We identify as children of God, meaning that we have been invited, we have been included in God's kingdom. So which means that we have an inheritance and we have the rights and privileges as his children, sons and daughters. Then if they speak about new creations, we have been created new, we have been risen with Christ during the resurrection, meaning that we have in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 speaks about our old selves have been crucified and the new self has been resurrected with Christ. And they also call us saints. And if you're a saint, it says that we are set apart as a holy nation or as a holy person. And it also speaks about the fact that we are ambassadors of Christ. And if you are an ambassador of Christ, it simply means that you are a representative of Christ. Meaning that whatever you do, you need to represent God. You need to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. You need to minister to people the word. You need to give guidance in terms of, you know, ministering what God stands for and what Jesus did on the cross.
Love that. And Elder Rupert, in light of what you've just said, so around the eternal inheritance that we have in just that heavenly dwelling, you really spoke also around our purpose being eternal, not necessarily being restricted here on earth. There is a higher calling, and also the identity as well being one that is of an heir alongside Christ.
Yes.
I'm now reflecting on then the earthly implications in terms of how does this impact then how we live our daily lives and how we even set our priorities as well in how we live. Like what are, and even, I guess, even the decision making, like what is the impact of this truth to that?
Okay. And I think this would touch on a lot of daily things that we do.
Yes, yes.
A lot of daily stuff that we do. And if we touch on decision making, I'm just looking at, we need to realize that God is our rock and our savior.
Yeah.
And whatever we decide on a daily basis, we need to consult with him.
Amen.
We need to make sure that he approves of all our decision making on a daily basis. So the risks that we take, we need to step out in faith most of the time in these things, decisions that we make. I had an incident, not an incident, I think it's a very personal thing, and I'm not a person that normally says no to people.
Yeah.
I had to make this harsh and immediate decision to say no, and it was not easy, it was difficult to say no.
Yeah.
Because it did not fit in with my, you know, my priorities, whether it's my religious priorities or my personal priorities. I had to make this decision to say, listen, no at this point.
Yeah.
So God guides us when we have to do those kind of things. So the next point is also where we need to seek his wisdom and guidance before we make a decision. So he needs to direct our direct our path, and he needs to direct our way in which we want to navigate.
Lives. Amen to that, Elder Rupert. I now want to drill in a bit more in specific situations, especially when it concerns daily challenges that all believers face. And I think everyone in the world faces challenges, definitely. Whether you believe or whether you don't believe. But obviously, because of all of these things that we have mentioned previously, and even now, how these truths shape our daily living and our decision making, how then do they specifically then affect how we respond to daily challenges?
Sure. You know, and I'm just going to give a few, how can I say, examples.
Yeah.
Knowing that God loves us is unshakable.
Yeah. You know,
definitely. And we can face difficulties with courage and confidence. That's what he gives
Amen.
Us. We need to trust in God's sovereignty, meaning that we can trust that God is in control even when circumstances seem uncertain or, you know, you can't handle this for the day. We need to have that assurance. We need to live with hope and optimism in everything that we do and decisions that we make. So love others with abandonment. So meaning that when you love people or when you are in contact with people, it needs to be, you know, it needs to be genuine. And you don't need to fear rejection or, you know, persecution or what's the other word? Abandonment.
Yes.
In
yes,
our lives.
Yes. Yeah. I love that because I think there's that sort of, you don't have that insecurity that this will happen or people will reject you or whatever's going to happen, because you've got that, you said it, making God the rock of our lives. And I think having that security allows us to live in a sense. And I think it almost then spills over to my question around how then we can live more boldly, knowing that security, knowing that we have him as our rock. What does that look like?
Sure. You know, living without fear, especially when it comes to the security part.
Yeah.
We need to be able to live without fear.
Mm-hmm.
and change the fear into faith, having faith in Christ.
Yeah.
That will give us the assurance to say, and it will also eliminate the anxiety that we have
sometimes as
people. Defeat into victory. So sometimes you feel defeated, or you feel that, you know, I couldn't handle this, or this was a mammoth task that I've accomplished or that I had to do. But you need to turn that into victory in the end. Yeah. So which means you need to pursue, you need to continuously strive to do better at what you're doing.
Amen. Amen.
Another one is isolation to community. I'm just thinking, sometimes we struggle with so many things, but we forget that, you know, we have a big community of people or saints or believers amongst us where you can go to and ask for advice, or you can go and share your struggles with, and they will help you and they will listen to you.
Yes.
But we sit with it. We want to carry that load on our own. And another point is that we need to understand that our challenges, our struggles are temporal.
Mm-hmm.
And God is eternal.
Yeah.
So meaning that everything that we go through on earth will pass.
Yes.
We call it fleeting. No?
Yeah.
So it's fleeting. It will not, survive or whatever the case is. So we need to understand that part, that everything that we do on earth is temporal.
Mm.
And God is eternal, whatever we do in His realm.
No, Elder Rupert, I think those are some very good points. I think that we can very much take back and reflect on. Now, I think as I usually do it with these episodes, is how then we wrap this up, because obviously people do need that bit of encouragement around just knowing their eternal security, knowing their eternal inheritance. And how would you encourage them to be able to really live more boldly in their lives with that assurance that truly there is a higher calling and there is a higher inheritance as well?
I think we need to, as a people, sometimes we lack the boldness, number one. We lack fear, living fearlessly.
Yeah.
Knowing that God is there, He's our protector all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be unapologetic when it comes to the faith.
Yeah.
We shouldn't cut corners. We need to cut through the chase when it comes to that. We need to be more risk-taking and obedient to the word. And sometimes you will be caught in a situation where you need to decide, now, am I a Christian or am I a Christian?
Sure.
And you need to stand on the word.
Yeah.
Pray regularly. Ask God for guidance, making sure that whatever decisions that you make in life, it is aligned with what God wants for you, your purpose in life. And lastly, what I want to add is the following. And it's just something, a note for everyone. It reads as follows: being seated with Christ, we must have the assurance that we have the authority to speak to our mountains.
Yeah.
We need to live out our purpose on this earth through Christ and always strive to have an intimate relationship with God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I love that. Thank you so much for wrapping it up so well, Elder Rupert. And I think to everyone that is listening, we pray that this was truly an encouragement for you, that firstly, having that eternal mindset around your purpose, your inheritance, and the rock that stands behind you, which is God, does give us a great platform to live more boldly, more fearlessly in this world. So God bless you, Elder Rupert, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Minister Zinkler.
Yeah. We appreciate you. This has been a blessing to you, I pray that you will have the boldness to like, subscribe, and not just stop there, but share this with your community, with your friends, with your loved ones, with your family, and give them that hope that is eternal, that is not temporal, that is not based on this world. Yes. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. You can find us on Apple. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on YouTube as well. Salom Brakpan, I think on Spotify and Apple, it is Jesus Revealed in Purpose or Jesus Revealed Season 2. You can find us as well across social media channels. Follow us, Salom Brakpan. I pray that this is a blessing to you. God bless you and see you in the last episode in day 35.